click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Just as Al-Khwarizmi was in the service of knowledge, so were the caliphs whom he was contemporary with. They supported knowledge and scientists just as Al-Ma'mun did to Al-Khwarizmi. When he sent him on scientific expeditions, Al-Wathiq by Allah also sent Al-Khwarizmi on many journeys.
What will we gain from making such a journey to the Byzantine Empire?
A scientist should never miss a chance to see the world without taking advantage of it.
But you've already accomplished what you wanted in cartography. What does this journey has to offer in the field that you are devoting yourself to now?
Do you mean mathematics?
Yes.
I want to approach other nations more and to see how they compute figures, how they write them and how they make calculations. I'm looking for a method to make this field of science easier and to facilitate calculation for people. I believe that searching within the cultures of different nations may lead me to some result.
What are these symbols, teacher?
It is my latest visualization for writing numbers. Each of these symbols represents a number.
Why are you looking for a new method for writing numbers? Why don't we just use the Greek numerals that reached us?
Greek numerals are irksome to write, and they take much space. For example, write the number 1678. Do you see how long it is? And it is even more tedious when making calculations. The common people are driven to calculate using their fingers, which requires much effort.
This is why mathematics is a very specialized science, and it is difficult. Only few people specialize in it.
Nonetheless, we use calculations in every matter of our lives. This is why I've developed this numeral system, so that learning and mastering mathematics would be accessible to everyone.
How can we know these numbers?
It's easy. Each of these symbols has a number of angles. The number of angles in a symbol is the number that this symbol represents. Here, for example, is one angle, and this means that this is number one. Here, there are two angles, which means it is number two, three angles, four, and so on.
What a great idea!
Let's write the same number again. 1678. Do you see the difference?
Of course, of course.
But I feel that something that is still missing.
What is it?
When I want to write 15, I'll write it like this. But if I want to write 105, then I'll write it like this. This gap looks like the one that we leave when we write Greek numerals. This will keep causing a problem for the common people if they want to learn mathematics. I feel that the solution lies in this empty space. Hello, O merchant.
Oh, you again.
I don't know why you refuse to let me know what you are doing. I'm just looking for the benefit.
I'm sick of meddlers who want to know what I'm doing, and I'm sure that they won't understand anything.
I'm not a meddler, sir. I'm a mathematician. I'm interested in what you are doing and I want to learn from you.
You are a scientist, yet you want to learn from me.
Yes. As you in India have came up with theories in mathematics, which are different from these that came to us from Greece, and from these which we use here, I want to know them and benefit from them.
I can tell from your words that you are a true scientist. All right. I don't mind showing you what I'm doing. This is a method in asthmatics that we call it dust calculation. We sprinkle sand on a wooden board, then we write the numbers that we want to calculate.
Are these Indian numerals?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So this is number 26, and this is 94.
Yes, we calculate like this. 6 plus 4 equals 10. We won't write anything, but we keep number 1 and add it to number 2. And thus it becomes 3. Then we add 3 to 9, and the result is 12. So the result is 120. Then we erase the board to perform another calculation.
Wait a minute. What I understood from you is that you divide numbers to digits.
Yes.
Great. Let's call them, for example, ones column, tens column, hundreds column, then thousands column, and so on.
Your description is very precise.
This is why you added number 1 to number 2. Considering that number 2 in this case represents number 20. And since the outcome was 10 in the former equation, the place value of number 1 is 10 when we put it in the tens column.
How can you express your thoughts in such an elaborate way? You are completely right.
But I can still see a problem.
What problem?
Number 120 doesn't differ much from number 12. You know that, because you are the one who is making calculations. But there is this gap.
You mean the place of call?
Call.
Yes. We call it sometimes sunya, which means empty or vacant. This is why we leave a gap, because the value of this gap is nil.
But you have given this place a name.
Yes, call, as I told you, or sunya. This is its symbol, but we don't write it.
Zero.
Ah.
What are you saying?
Zero. Zero. The gap. Zero is a substitute for the gap.
I don't understand anything.
Thank you, merchant. You've helped me to find the solution and the key to solve the puzzle. Zero.
Al-Khwarizmi discovered the importance of number zero. Although it is just a symbol for the empty space, the presence of this number zero has made asthmatics accessible by everyone after it was restricted to mathematicians.
Zero. What a great discovery, teacher.
There won't be gaps anymore while performing calculations. This zero will give a value to any number in the adjacent column. 2. If we put zero here, it will become 20. No one will find difficulty in learning asthmatics from now on, inshallah.
Al-Khwarizmi managed to achieve his dream by offering knowledge that benefits people. His discovery of zero and the decimal system wasn't his any achievement. History acknowledges that he has done much more than that. Al-Khwarizmi was an inventor. He made many machines that facilitate the determination of time and directions. And his inventions were so precise that they can be compared to modern watches that we use nowadays. They were widely used in masjids, because it helped him to know times of prayers. May Allah have mercy upon the soul of the great scientist, Muhammad ibn Musa al-Khwarizmi, who remained careful throughout his whole life to offer people knowledge that would benefit them. The mankind kept benefiting from his knowledge until this day. His contribution to the decimal system and his discovery of zero lead to the invention of computers and programming language. These inventions started a revolution in the history of mankind, whose actual founder was the great Muslim scientist Muhammad ibn Musa al-Khwarizmi.